Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Good morning, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. And I'd like to thank you for your continued support for ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Great. All right, so ThinkBigRadio.com listeners, we have a guest that's going to be hopefully joining us anytime soon. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. Candy K.C. Conda. From Chicago. She's an entrepreneur, also made it into the African American Hall of Fame. She's going to be talking about the different things that she had to overcome to reach some of her accomplishments. And hopefully we will have her joining us in a moment. But while we wait, I'm going to share a little something from you from a gentleman whose books I've become a fan of. His name's Jeffrey Gitomer, and I happen to have one of his books called The Little Book of Leadership, The 12.5 Strengths of Responsible, Reliable, Remarkable Leaders That Create Results, Rewards, and Resilience. So what I'm going to share with you from Mr. Gitomer's book, Jeffrey Gitomer, that's G-I-T-O-M-E-R-S, for those of you who know I'm an avid reader, is self-evaluation of the basic elements of leadership. So it opens up with, am I the leader I want to be? Leaders rarely get to evaluate themselves. Below is your opportunity to take a brief look in the mirror. Take a few moments and give yourself an honest response as to your present skill level. Now, note this, it says, if you only look at this list and don't actually circle a number, you will not improve, nor will you have a guideline by which to do it. When you circle the numbers, you're telling yourself where you are and giving yourself an opportunity to grow to where you want to be. So before I carry on, I want to kind of discuss that, and this is one of the reasons why I enjoy his booklets, is because it's not just about knowing what it takes to become a leader and a lead, but it's also about doing. So most of his books, they have these action steps that you follow. And just like it says here, if you follow these action steps, you will give yourself an opportunity to grow. And it's all about that self-evaluation. So here it is for the self-evaluation of the basic elements of leadership. Now, this is 1 through 5. I maintain a consistent positive attitude on a scale of 1 to 5. I embrace change as opportunity on a scale of 1 to 5. I deploy courage on a scale of 1 to 5. And yes, I'm going to say on a scale of 1 to 5 after I say each of these. I take risks on a scale of 1 to 5. Or so many of them, I'm going to have to stop that though. But okay, so I listen with the intent to understand. Now, some of you may have seen a Facebook Instagram post I did recently where it said, listen and silent are spelled with the same words, the same letters. So make sure that you listen with the intent to understand. And then I communicate to be understood. I delegate and empower others. I understand others. This is really important. I understand myself. I understand my situation. I am committed to being my best. I administer with excellence. I am able to recruit the best people. I hire the best people. I retain my best people. I train everyone and myself. I consistently motivate my team. I consistently inspire my team. I lead by example. So if you want to find out more about Mr. Jeffrey Gittimer, this is his little book of leadership. Just Google little book of leadership, the 12.5 strengths. And he has a bunch of little tidbits and questionnaires that will assist you. And that's pretty much it. Now, for Mrs. Candy Conda, of course, you know, it's coming to the point where we may have to reschedule. You know, I'm not aware of her situation or if anything's going on, but we, of course, know that, you know, as we live each day, things happen. So what we'll do is when I'm able to get in touch with Ms. Conda and she's able to reschedule, I will be bringing that interview to you again live. So once again, even though it was only a couple of minutes of your time, I do appreciate you tuning in to our radio show, thinkbigradio.com. If you're interested or know of someone who you think might make a great guest, have them visit www.thinkbigradioguest.com. That's www.thinkbigradioguest.com. That way we can schedule, get them on the show, and hopefully, as big thinkers do, we can all teach as well as learn. Thanks for thinking big, and take care.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.